Aircheckdownloads.com.
That's the latest. You're up to date. It's 3 minutes past 12.
Caroline Martin.
Good morning. This is my favourite hour. I love it. It's the witching hour, but it is not the hour that we go to sleep. The conversation continues. The chat continues. I'm going to go through some of your messages. We've got other calls to come on about what you're up to at this time of the night and tunnels as well. Yeah, more of those tunnels are coming forth, and do get involved in the show.
Caroline Martin.
We would love to hear from you tonight. It's 08000 321 333 on WhatsApp. Just start that message with BBC Late, okay? And send a picture as well showing me what you are doing at this hour of the morning. For some, it's still kind of like, it's not late at all, is it? But it's after midnight. Some may be getting ready for bed. But for those of you that aren't, and you're perhaps driving around, I like to all you truckers out there, you drivers out there, and you night workers, here's a little something for you to keep you up. AC/DC, You Shook Me All Night Long. Oh, Kevin Kingsheath, you can have that one on me. Nice bit of AC/DC to start the midnight hour. Hi to Les, who's in Halesowen, says, hi, Caroline, I'm currently in bed listening to you. A friend of mine is, and always has been, a Duran fan, so much so that he became the singer of what's now the best Duran Duran tribute band, Duran UK. His name is Pete Wood, and he can be found on Facebook. They have their own Facebook page, simply called Duran UK. I've seen them live many times, including at last summer's Fake Festival in Worcester. They are so good. They sound like the real deal. Check out their page. I shall in a tick. Les in Stourbridge, thank you very much for your text. Somebody's messaged through to say, good morning, it's 8.05, so I am listening to The Breakfast Show. Well, hopefully we are waking you up with a smile. And hi to Ruby, who says, Caroline, I heard you both talking about The Tourist yesterday. I've just finished it today. Persist with watching it. It gets better after each episode and explains everything in the end. I watched another one last night, but I can't help but fiddle while that's on. You know when you're gripped to a show and you can't drag yourself away from it? That is a good show, isn't it? But with this one, I was going on my phone, I was looking on social media, I was reading the newspapers. I didn't know whether I'd go in for a third. My friend Kerry has done too. I've sent her off as a guinea pig. I've said, try the third, see how it is, and then report back. So I may go in tonight. If not, I'll give up. But now you've said that, Ruby, I feel like I ought to give it one more episode. Okay, I'll give it one more episode, and then I'm potentially going to have to move on and try something else. Stephen is in Sutton and he's on the line now. Stephen, have you come to talk tunnels?
Well, I wanted to remind you of something that you talked about with tunnels, but before I do, I heard you saying you're going to ramp it up with the dilemmas, and I think it's fair to say, even at lunchtime over the years, you've had some pretty heated and divisive debates. I think the ones about property and money have always been quite interesting and got people stoked up. And remember the one with the little girl knocked the iron on someone's carpet and she wanted a friend to pay for it? And
yes. Oh, I've forgotten every word about that one.
You've done the full spectrum. But the one, Caroline, oh my God, it was one of your more naughty ones, but even then it still went out at lunchtime, and it was about this woman whose husband wanted her to find another lady to socialise with.
Right.
Before all this COVID started, but socialise just the three of them at night at home in their, you know.
Yeah.
And all the rest of it. And I was cleaning somebody's bath, not a random person, obviously it's what I do for a living, I clean. And I was cleaning this bath, leaning into the bath, and I nearly fell in because you had this man ring up that said that this resonated with himself and the previous girlfriend, and that was the sort of thing that they'd ventured into, and it had worked very well for them. And he was telling us, shall we say, very broadly about the scenario, because obviously it was lunchtime. And he explained that they would invite a lady back, and you said, and what did you do while they were doing what they did? And he said something, I mean, I'm a man of the world, and it wasn't that shocked me, it was the hour that it went out on your show, and he used this word to describe his activity. I've never heard somebody being cut off live radio so quickly in all my life, and I nearly fell into that bath laughing.
I remember that, and even though it's gone midnight, I can't say what that was.
I can't say what it was. I told my friend about it, and she said, well, what does that mean? I said, well, let's break it down word by word, and then she went, you know, it left much into the imagination. And I don't know whether it was his strong Birmingham accent or the word, but I was crying laughing. Absolutely in tears.
Well, hopefully, I do remember that. And I remember looking at my producer at the time and being horrified, thinking, oh, I'm on the BBC. I won't be back tomorrow.
I was so relieved when you came on air the following day. I was like, oh, thank God. You know, you say clutching your pearls.
Earcheckdownloads.com.